at Fan Gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. 50-48, Ohio State leads Wisconsin with 9:47 remaining. Well, one thing, Butchie, we have not had to watch a lot with Wisconsin is a scoring drought. It's on one right now over the last 2.5 minutes plus. A little stagnant at times, and Ohio State is starting to capitalize on that.
It has been, and that's exactly what it's been. We've seen that ball get pounded in the same spot, and it has got multiple sides. I think offensively, one you have to credit Ohio State defensively as far as what they've done and how they've gone about it. I mean, this team, when you look at their efficiency on the defensive end, is 6th-3rd in the nation. Mm-hmm. And they're not a bad defensive team by any means.
Big jump from last year
right?
for them. Yeah, they were 1-6 last year.
Part of that is there's some resistance. Now Wisconsin's got to move the ball to stop that resistance.
Connor Esigen on the floor for Wisconsin. Throws to Klesman. Loops it into Wall. Posting on Battle. Right of the paint. Wall backing. And backing gets a double from Okpara. Throw to Klesman high on the right. Bounces it back in the wall. Tyler low on the right. One pump. Powers it up and out. No good. Rebound. And Okpara had it. Knocked out of bounds. A save by Wall. Ooh, Tyler did everything right and it just would not go down.
But that's what Okpara has done. He's had the effect.
Yep.
Guys are second guessing themselves in the paint. We have not seen that from this Wisconsin team. They've had 26 points in the paint now for a very long time.
Okpara with 3 blocks, and then he affects other shots. Here's Thornton on the left wing. Operates against Connor Esigen, and Thornton's going to try to back him down. Mid-post left in the lane, up and out, no good. Rebound tipped, dug out by Esigen for Wisconsin. Getting the floor burn, coming up with a loose ball with 9:05 to play.
A big rebound.
Big time. 50-48 Ohio State. Max Klesman off the wall screen, left wing, dribbles to the top of the circle. Goes to Esigen, covered up by Thornton at the left point. Bounce pass to Wall, left of the lane. He's with Battle. Wall with a pass fake, now whips it across the court for Hepburn. Goes into Crowell, off the right block, 7 to shoot. Crowell with his back to the basket, finds a cutting. Klesman low on the right, pushed it up and no, but he was fouled by Middleton as there's Klesman flashing inside. Middleton the foul, Klesman to the free throw line.
And what was there on that offensive possession? There was a couple of post touches. There were a couple perimeter swings.
Moving the ball, moving bodies, moving the ball. Max Klesman with 2 free throws, and the first is on the way, and it's straight through. It's 22 of 25 this season at the foul line. 50-49 Ohio State with 8:43 remaining. 3 points tonight for Max. Averages a bit better than 7 a game. Second free throw on the way, and we are tied at 50. Dale Bonner, 6'2 senior in Shaker Heights, Ohio. So he comes back to the home state after transferring from Baylor. He is in for Thornton. 50-50 with 8:43 to play. Roddy Gale slow jogs it right sideline of the front court against Esigen. A screen from Okpara. Gale driving low on the left, puts it up and in off the window. Good take from Roddy Gale. 52-50 Ohio State. 8.5 minutes to play. Hepburn out high, throwing to Klesman high on the right. Bonner teasing a steal. Now Klesman driving, throws it up, missed, but he was fouled. And Max Klesman goes back to the free throw line as Akpara picked up his first foul.
And they've got away from the side ball screen action there. You look at Max, he just drove that drive. We haven't seen a lot of drives to the paint from the guards tonight.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's that ice action we talked about in the first half that really is making that difficult. And we know how Wisconsin wants to get in that ball screen action where you're getting a couple of them. But with that, they've been iced, so they haven't been able to turn the corners at all.
Klesman hit the first free throw, and he is good with the second, so he's made four free throws here in the last minute, 52 all with 8:18 remaining. Dale Bonner brings it up for Ohio State. He's with Chucky Hepburn to throw to Battle. Flips to Middleton high on the right. Middleton with a feed for Akpara, top of the circle. A dribble hand off to Gale. Gale against Asijan. Gale going to work on him. Low on the left. Push it up. Blocked by Crow. And it comes down to Tyler Wall, who dribbles it away from Middleton. Left sideline of the front court. Wall on the left wing. Throws it back to Hepburn. Outside left. He'll pitch it off to Klesman. Feeds Crow on the right side. Crow on the wing. Floats it out the wall. Sends to Klesman. Turns down the wall screen. Throws to Tyler up top. Finds Klesman. Give and go. Now a feed low on the right. Crow up and missed it. Over Battle, rebound Akpara with 7:40 to play, tied at 52. All those point blank misses. Here's Gale, left hand dribble in the lane, pull up foul line jumper, back rim no good. A siege in the rebound. Empty possession for Ohio State with 7.5 minutes to play. Tyler Wall on the dribble, right wing against Battle. Wall throws it out to Klesman, loops it back into Wall, back to the bucket. Wall surveys, moving in on Battle. A double now from Akpara, retreating. Now Connor open for three, right side, back rim no. Rebound pinballed around, gathered left corner by Roddy Gale. 7:05 to play, still tied at 52. Timeout, Chris Holtman. This has all the makings of going right down to the end. What else do you expect? Pretty closely contested series the last several years between these programs. We'll take a break. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 7:03 remaining in regulation. Wisconsin 52, Ohio State 52. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We built a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Where you commit to walking 3 miles or doing 30 minutes on a bike every day in December.
You know, that's good. That's a decent goal. I have that goal. You know how many days I've reached it in the last month? One. Obviously, exercise produces endorphins, and endorphins make us happy, and happy people don't kill their husbands.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine. Quick penguin, serpentine.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on Locally Grown Radio.
Remaining, Wisconsin and Ohio State tied at 52. A.J. Storr had 15 points in the first half. He has not scored in the second and has taken but two shots. He is out there on the floor for the Badgers right now.
And really, Matt, to me, he's been very good at not forcing things, but it's to me, he's missed opportunities as well.
Here's Thornton with the basketball. Cut off at the right block, feeds Okpara. Baseline left, matched up with Nolan Winter. Okpara throws it out to Middleton off the Okpara screen. Middleton picked up by Winter on the switch. Middleton, a little crossover, left foul line extended. Jumper is good. Middleton with five here in the second half. 54-52 Ohio State, 6:38 remaining. Hepburn out front, throws the wall, flips to Winter. Feeds Klesman on the right wing. Bounce pass to Storr. Low on the right, goes up. They walk for the ball first. He did. Thornton was defending. A.J. Storr, guilty of shuffling. And a turnover for Wisconsin.
But that was the first time he cut through, turned around, asked for it at the post. Like, yep. That was the first time that we've seen him aggressive and asking for that ball. There was a lot of contact down there before that. I'm surprised there wasn't a foul call.
Five turnovers for Wisconsin, seven for Ohio State. 6:24 to play, 54-52 the Buckeyes. Thornton outside right off the Okpara screen. Lobs it inside Okpara, low on the right. Turns up left hand, good from the right block. And a four-point lead for Ohio State, 56-52, 6:08 remaining. Chucky Hepburn at the center circle. Kills the dribble against Bonner, throwing to Winter. Beats Klesman high on the left. Now Winter again up top. Sends it back to Klesman. Middleton defends. A pass for Tyler Wall. Driving in the paint. Steps through. Goes up right hand. Missed it. But a foul on Okpara. And free throws coming up for Tyler Wall.
It's amazing what a little shot fake will do, right?
All the time.
Tyler drives, spins, one shot fake, and it's put in a little bit of another shot fake there to get Okpara up, to get the foul. That's what you got to do against a shot blocker.
First free throw attempts tonight for Wall. 5:49 remaining, 56-52 Ohio State. 8 points for Wall, two of those in the second half. First free throw is in the air, and it's good. Stephen Crowell will check back in for Nolan Winter. So the Badgers with their original starting five on the floor.
You look at what Tyler's done last four games, 18-24 from free throw. We've talked about it. Like, he's been really good.
Second free throw for Wall on the way and straight through again. Badgers have not missed at the foul line tonight. They're 7 out of 7. 56-54 Ohio State, 5:49 remaining. Bruce Thornton with the basketball outside right. Works around the Okpara screen. Pull up left elbow jumper. Way short. Middleton trying to save. He throws it to Storr. And here comes Wisconsin. Tyler Wall front court along the right sideline for the Badgers. Going to Hepburn. Turns it to Klesman. Makes the three. A pass out to Hepburn along the left sideline. Gets it to Crowell. Hands it back to Chucky. Inside feed. Wall catches. Mid post right. Out to Max. Tries a three. Left side. Money. Max Klesman, a triple. Badgers lead 57-56. 5:10 remaining. Bruce Thornton being hounded a bit by Hepburn at the mid-stripe. Thornton on the dribble. Now Klesman gets him on a switch, a throw to Battle. Feeds Bonner. Loops to the top of the arc. Storr defending. A hand off to Thornton. Thornton right elbow. Crowell has him on the switch. Thornton retreats, eight to shoot. Thornton on the right side. He'll take a three, and it's off the rim, no good. Klesman, the rebound, knocked out of bounds. Last touch. Oh, I thought it was off of Middleton.
Hey, absolutely.
Oh, man. Now you can't review it at this stage. 4:44 to play. I think a break for Ohio State right there. Well, maybe not. That might have been off of Max. 4:44 to play, 57-56 Wisconsin.
I think it was off of Max. I was wrong.
Yep.
I was wrong.
Yeah. Bruce Thornton, baseline right, inbounds to Gale. Gale against Storr. Gale left of the lane. Gale inside. Fell off by Storr. Feed a Battle. Jump stop. Turns up. And it rolls off the right side iron. No good. Rebound Hepburn. Oh, that hung on the rim and fell away. 4.5 minutes remaining. 57-56 Wisconsin. Hepburn outside left. Throws to Crowell on the left wing. Stevie with a pass for Wall. Turns it to Hepburn between the circles. Hepburn throws to Storr. He's with Gale. A.J. Storr. Left elbow. Jumper away. It is in and out. No good. Rebound Thornton. Badgers still up just one. 4:05 remaining. Now Gale left open. He'll take the three. And it's off the right side iron. No good. Rebound Chucky Hepburn. Dale, 35% from distance coming in, but that was way off the mark. 57-56 Wisconsin. Here's Klesmet to the line, down the lane, to the rim, layup good. Max Klesmet turning it up a couple of notches here in the second half.
That was a great drive, just re-knocked par. He stuck.
59-56 Wisconsin, 3:35 remaining in Columbus. Bruce Thornton outside left, throwing to Battle. Battle right of the circle, matched up with Klesmet. Battle spinning in the lane, 12-footer is off the back rim, no good, rebound Wall. 3:22 to play, 59-56 Wisconsin. Hepburn to the front court, throws to Crowell between the wheels, gives off the store. AJ darts at the Klesmet for three, left side, he hit it! Max Klesmet on fire here in the second half. 62-56 Wisconsin, 3:04 remaining, timeout Ohio State. Hello, Max Klesmet. All of his points, 14 of them here in the second half. Timeout taken by Ohio State. We'll take a break as well. 3:03 remaining. Wisconsin 62, Ohio State 56. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Get big savings on vinyl plank flooring right now at Menards. Update the floors in your home with Great Lakes Vinyl Plank. Heritage Vinyl Plank Flooring features an attached pad for added comfort and sound absorption. It's durable, waterproof, and easy to install. Heritage Vinyl Plank Flooring is perfect for active lifestyles. And right now, it's only $369 per square foot. Big buys, big savings. Right now at Menards. Price is good through January 14th.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Time to pick tonight's Old Dominion best in the game. And as they say, Max Klesmet's on a heater. 14 points all the second half. He has scored 12 of his team's last 14 points. It's been pretty good here. Would you agree?
He's been more than pretty good, but he's been able to turn the corner. From the guard position, we haven't really had someone that's been able to turn that corner until Max found those gaps, and then he kept going to it. And then the threes have come because they've had Stephen Crawl be the screener, which has allowed Akpara to be out, which then allowed the defense to collapse, which then why they've been able to get the wide open threes. It's been finally Wisconsin has found something that's worked on that offensive end.
Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. A 10-point Wisconsin run has the Badgers leading Ohio State 62-56 with 3 minutes, 3 seconds remaining. Chris Holtman using a timeout. He has one left. Greg Gard has two. Ohio State is in the bonus. Badgers have committed 7 fouls. The Buckeyes have committed 5. Jamison Battle, base or sideline right, front court will inbound. Battle gets it into Gale. He's with Storr. Gale to drive right lane line to the hole. Layup is good. Lottie Gale not messing around. 62-58 Wisconsin. 2:52 remaining. Hepburn throwing to Crowell out high. Stephen hands off to Klesmet. Middleton defending. Now it's Wall at the top with Battle on him. Wall hand off to Chucky. Slips at the Wall. Left block cut off by Akpara. Darts it to Klesmet. Feeds Storr right corner. AJ off the wing and he got tied up by Gale. The foul is called on Roddy Gale, his second and the team's sixth.
You're seeing him attack a lot with a lot more pace, right? Like from the guard, instead of settling or not playing through the physicality that Ohio State had, finally they're playing through it. Guess what? Now they get some foul call, too.
Evan Mahaffey in for Middleton, 2:35 to play, 62-58 Wisconsin. Hepburn, baseline right, throws it to Crow, hands it back to Chucky, who will drift up top near the mid-stripe. Leaves it for Klesman high on the left. Max with battle defending, loops at the wall. Tyler against Mahaffey, a handoff to Hepburn. Chucky on the dribble, left of the lane, feeds Klesman, five to shoot. Max a shot fake, now fade away, foul line, jumper is good for Klesman. He has 16, 64-58, Wisconsin with 2 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Bruce Thornton between the circles. Hounds the dribble, right hand chest high, now moves to the left hand dribble, picks it up between the arcs. Thornton loops at the battle with Klesman defending. Back to Thornton, left of the circle. Dribbles in the lane. Hepburn goes down, tried to get the charge. He is called for the block. And Bruce Thornton will get a 1-1. He's a very good free throw shooter, 83% coming into the game. That stops the clock with a minute 55 to play. 64-58, Wisconsin.
Max Klesman has done a little bit of everything. Reminds me a lot of that first half against Marquette.
Yes. Right?
He's gotten hot, and man, and the offense has found him as well.
Thornton, 83% at the free throw line. The 1-1, no good. The long rebound, Wall trying to control, cannot. Diving to the floor, goes off his hands and out of bounds. 1:54 to play. Ohio State leaving some meat on the bone at the foul line. They're 4 of 9. Middleton in for Mahaffey. Badgers, meanwhile, 7 for 7. So not a lot of free throws either side, but the Badgers are converting.
Well, yeah, and Ohio State's a team that's 75% on the year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You look at what they've done from this year. It's been pretty good.
Battle, sideline left will inbound. 1:54 to play, Badgers up 6. Inbounds pass to Gale. On the drive, left of the lane. And it's knocked away at Storr and Crow there. And they're having none of it. 15 to shoot, 1:49 to play. Badgers up 64-58.
And Big Steve did a great job of shedding the duck in by a par.
Thornton baseline left will throw it in. Throws it into Gale near the left corner against A.J. Storr. Gale brings it back out front. 10 on the shot clock. Gale off the Okpara screen. Gale right lane line to the rim. Goes up and in off the glass. Two more for Gale. 64-60. Wisconsin, a minute 35 to play. Here's Chucky Hepburn to the front court. Closing time, and the junior guard gives it up to Max Klesman. Loose at the wall between the circles. 1:22 to play. Shot clock at 15. Wall holds and looks. Puts it on the deck. Kills the dribble. Throws to Hepburn. Off the left wing. Chucky to the rim on the reverse layup. Good. Going left to right. Hepburn gives Wisconsin a 6-point lead. 107 to play.
It's Chucky time.
Yes,
when
it is.
It's time of game in a close game.
66-60 Wisconsin. Hepburn trying to work over a screen. Called for the foul. That'll be his third, and a 1-1 coming up for the Buckeyes with 61 seconds to play. 66-60 Wisconsin. Mahaffey back in for Middleton.
We have not seen that call. I get that there's a lot of contact on that ball screen action. Chucky's just getting over it. I was actually surprised to see the foul called.
Yeah.
Thought it was more of a play on. We just haven't seen that call tonight.
It's 3 on Hepburn. Thornton back to the free throw line where he missed the front end a moment ago. His team foul number 9, so it's a 1-1 for Bruce Thornton here in the front end. Is no good. Left it short. Max Klesmith the rebound. 58 seconds left. Badgers up 6. Hepburn in the backcourt. Pressured a bit. Gets it across the midstripe to Wall. Now back to Chucky. Refeeds Wall high on the right. Trying to trap Tyler. Spins out of it. Throws to Hepburn. Back to Wall. Tyler on the right side. Shot clock at 10. Game clock at 42. And then a kicked ball. And that'll get the shot clock back to 20
exactly.
With 42 and a half seconds. Seconds to play. Badgers up 6.
Which gives this Badgers team an extra 10 seconds on that shot clock. With it being a 6-point game, I would expect Ohio State here to foul.
Yep.
Inbound, after a couple traps.
Inbounds pass to Klesman. He's against Battle, who fouls Max, who is 4-4 at the foul line tonight. 39.9 seconds to play. 66-60. Wisconsin leading Ohio State. Max, go ahead.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about it, Matt, but you don't know who's going to be a guy to step up with this team.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like every night there's a different guy that's willing to step up and able to do it. Max isn't doing it right now.
And it can differ half to half, as we have seen. A.J. Storr 15 in the first half. Max Klesman 16 in the second. Middleton in for Mahaffey. Front end for Klesman is good. One more coming for Max. 67-60 Wisconsin with 39.9 seconds remaining. Max Klesman, 17 points tonight, 5 of 5 at the foul line. Make it 6 of 6 at the foul line. Converts both ends. 68-60 Wisconsin. Down to 36 seconds to play. Roddy Gale on the drive. Runs it out to Middleton. Fakes the three steps. Takes the three right side. Air ball wide left. It'll go out of bounds to Wisconsin with 28.2 seconds to play. Mahaffey back in as Holtman continues to play offense defense. Mahaffey replacing Middleton. As the fans are heading to the exits here in Columbus.
That's always my favorite part when you go there because it is, they are leaving.
A little backcourt pressure. Storr loops at the Tyler Wall. He's doubled and then fouled. You had Battle and Mahaffey there. And they call it on Mahaffey with 23.6 seconds to play. 68-60 Wisconsin.
By no means was this Wisconsin's prettiest game.
No.
But this is how championships are won.
You find a way.
Games
right?
like this yeah. that aren't necessarily, everything's going the way that you want it to go, but you find a way to go on the road and get a win. Well, you know how hard the road has been in the Big Ten. We saw it yesterday. This is a heck of a win.
Big time. Tyler Wall with a 1-1. The front end is good. Wall 3 of 3 at the line tonight. 69-60 Wisconsin with 23.6 seconds remaining. This Badgers team, if you're not on board, you might want to jump on board. Second free throw coming up for Tyler Wall, and finally they missed one. Battle had the rebound, knocked away by Klesmit, but Gale is there. Badgers up 9 with 17 seconds to play, and then a turnover. Here comes A.J. Storr. Takeoff underway down the lane. Slam dunk, A.J. Storr. And the Badgers lead by 11 with 11.4 to play.
And that flight was not bumpy like the one coming here. That was nice and smooth.
Ooh-hoo-hoo. A.J. Storr's first points of the second half. As Greg Gard wanted to get a timeout there just to sub. He wanted to get Blackwell in the game. And he comes in for Storr. 71-60 Wisconsin. 12.4 seconds remaining. And the inbounds pass to Scotty Middleton, who will bring it to the front court for Ohio State. Now Bonner hands off to Gale off the right wing. Gale in the lane, 10-footer, no good. Rebound batted around off of Thornton out of bounds to Wisconsin with 1.3 seconds to play. So the Badgers coming into Columbus, and they're going to go home a winner and still unbeaten in Big Ten play. It is over at Value City Arena. Greg Gard and Chris Holtman, there was a little chat going on after that dunk there. Not exactly sure what that's about, but everybody seems like they're okay. I know Greg's okay.
I know Greg's okay as well. Exactly.
Well, the Badgers get the win here in Columbus. 5 straight for Wisconsin, 11 of its last 12. The Badgers now improve to 4-0 in the Big Ten.
And just the way they've done it, it wasn't their best game. But they still found a way. Different ways of doing it. We talked early on, defensively, I didn't think they were good. Guess what? They locked in.
Yeah, they did.
They locked in the second half. They made the adjustments they needed to make. And Battle got off early on in this game. Second half, you barely heard from him. Did not make a three in the second half.
Yeah, you're right. And didn't take a – did not attempt
a three.
Yeah, that's good work defensively by Wisconsin as the Badgers get their 12th win of the season. Final score, Wisconsin 71, Ohio State 60. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Get your tickets now for MJ the Illusion. It's not just a Michael Jackson tribute show. It's a true King of Pop concert experience featuring live vocals by Michael Knight along with his team of world-class dancers. From the lights, costumes, music, and choreography, this show is a must-see for any fans of Michael Jackson. One night only, Thursday, January 25th, 7:30 p.m. in Wisconsin Rapids. Learn more at SavorTheArts.com. Let us entertain you.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all. The gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Well, the Badgers in crunch time get the job done over the last 5 minutes, 49 seconds. Wisconsin outscores Ohio State 19-4. As Wisconsin now improves to 4-0 in Big Ten play, 12-3 overall, as Ohio State drops to 2-3 in the league, 12-4 overall. 71-60, the Badgers take down the Ohio State Buckeyes here tonight, and it's Max Klesmet leading the way. 18 points all in the second half, 18 points on 9 shots, included 6 of 6 at the free throw line. A.J. Storr with 17 points, 15 of those in the first half, his dunk off a turnover in the closing seconds, his only second half points. Tyler Wall with 11. Chucky Hepburn, 7 points, 4 assists, 4 steals, and 4 rebounds. Nolan Winter with 7 points in about 11 minutes of playing time. Steven Crow, listed as questionable before the game, played 28-plus minutes, was in that starting lineup as usual tonight. He had 5 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists in the game. 3 points for Connor Esegian and 3 for John Blackwell. Jamison Battle paced Ohio State with 18 points, 14 of those in the second half, in the first half. He was 4 of 5 from distance in the first half, did not attempt a 3 in the second half. Bruce Thornton with 13 points, 6 assists, and 1 turnover. Roddy Gale with 9. Felix Okpara, 7 points, 7 rebounds. He had 3 block shots. Scotty Middleton with 5. Evan Mahaffey with 4. Zed Key with 4. Wisconsin over Ohio State tonight, 71-60. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced Liquid Courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing at a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. Where your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, We would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers defeat Ohio State tonight 71-60. Brian Butch standing in the interview area. He'll chat with Greg Gard in a couple of minutes. But we got to get your Butchie's breakdown here tonight, Brian. Again, crunch time. Badgers delivered.
Well, and it starts with the transition defense. I think when you look at, well, that was one of the keys early on, only three fast break points for Ohio State. Now, I know they didn't want to play fast, but they were going to first have that initial wave. Wisconsin did a great job of that. Those only three fast break points come early on in the game to battle on a three. So I thought they did a great job there. Obviously, the free throw line, 10 of 11 from the free throw line. Ohio State, yeah, that's right. They were not what you call great from the free throw line, 4 of 10. That was a huge part of this game. And then overall, I just thought that the grit that this team showed to find a way to get it done when they didn't necessarily play their best basketball, that to me was what this team did. They needed to kind of dig in and find that with each other. They did that, and then Max Klusman, that's not a key. That's just a guy taking over. 18 points on the second half. What a fantastic performance by Max Klusman as far as finding ways to get himself going. And then this is where you have to credit this team. The unselfishness to understand who the hot hand is in Max Klusman. You find it. They ball found him. He got results with it. It was just one of those games that you look back upon the season. Circle this one. This is a big one. Circle this one because it could have gone the other way. It didn't. Wisconsin wins because some of those keys right there.
Yeah, those road wins are so precious. And you mentioned what he did offensively, and you touched on it toward the end of the game too. We were talking about A.J. Storr not being able to get involved in the second half. Jamison Battle, who was, you talk about hot in the first half, to not even be able to attempt a three in the second half. Again, you got to turn to Max, among others, for being able to cool off a really hot shooter in Jamison Battle.
Well, absolutely. And to me, the defense is what turned this thing around. The first half, really the first 6 minutes, was not good defensively, but they made the adjustment. And that was the key as far as what they've got. And when we talk about it, you know, defensively, the effort, all those things, we're going to talk with Coach Gard right now as he stepped in. Coach, when you talk about this kind of game, I said it was the grit that this team showed. Talk a little bit about that and what they took away from it.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, Brian, it took us a little bit to get settled in defensively in the first half. And then once we did, it was, you know, two teams that guard really well, don't make a lot of mistakes, and it was a typical Big Ten grinder until we were able to, you know, get some separation there down the stretch as, you know, Max, you know, started feeling it, and, you know, Chucky got to the rim. A lot of good things there offensively down the stretch, and defensively, you know, from that 9-minute mark on. I think we held them to 4 points in nine plus minutes. So just a great job. I thought Max was terrific on, and John, guys that had battle in the second half, didn't even get a three off. And that's one of the better three-point shooters in the country. So can't make them if you can't shoot them, right, Brian? So just a gritty, gutty effort that you got to do when you're on the road in the Big Ten.
It was one of those games where your bigs were kind of struggling at times a little bit just to kind of get comfortable. And you guys found different ways. There was a stretch there about 5 minutes where you couldn't really score the basketball. But there's the actions were still there. Talk about that stretch and how you weathered it to still get to the other side.
Yeah, I think, you know, Akpara had something to do with that. Blocked a couple shots early, and they got guys looking around a little bit. But I thought Nolan Winter gave us good minutes. You know, I knew Steve. I was going to have to kind of watch him to see how, you know, he felt and how he responded. But then, you know, just finding a lot of the ball screen stuff, finding the pocket is the drop against the drop coverage, and Steve got the bucket to start the half, I think it was, there on a little pocket pass and a little a jump shot in the middle of the lane, and just guards made good decisions in terms of how they reuse ball screens, snake the ball screens. You know, we had one little stretch where they got out on a run. I thought we got out of character offensively and took some bad shots, and we caught ourselves fortunately enough to get back on track and make plays that we needed to.
When you talk about this team in a win like this on the road, we saw what happened yesterday in the Big Ten. It's tough to win on the road. Talk about what the locker room was like, what you talked to the guys about, because this is a special win right now. That's one that you circle on the calendar and say, hey, we could probably do something pretty special when you're able to get wins like this.
Well, it just you have to stay true to who you are when you go on the road. I think sometimes, at least I don't know the other team's experiences, but when we've had success, it's in large part because we stay true to who we are. We don't change what we're doing in terms of practice. I don't give any different pregame speech or anything like that. You know, so just trying to keep as much the same as you can. Now, if you do have to shake up something here or there, you do, but just playing every possession and understanding one possession at a time. If you have them go well, all right, let's go move on to next. And if they don't go well, when we were down 56-52, when I took the timeout, all right, let's get back to doing what we need to do and get the shots we want. And we were still right there within a two-possession game, which is where you want to keep it when you're on the road.
You talk about a two-possession game. You guys still win by 11. You find a way to kind of extend that lead. You know how over the last couple of years you guys have played in tight games. This team really hasn't had a tight game down the stretch. Now, you had a little bit of a tight one, but you were able to extend that lead to close this thing out. Kind of talk me through that process.
Well, you go 6-for-6 from the foul line down the stretch with Klesmant, you know, and Tyler Wall hitting his two. You know, Chucky got in the rim, got to the rim. We were able to reject a ball screen when they were trying to, you know, ice us. And Steve did a great job of sealing off the paint, so he was able to get to the rim. So we made winning plays down the stretch and didn't have to result to taking bad shots, you know, or contested pull-ups for the most part. You know, Max hit a tough one over battle about at the foul line, but the other ones I thought we had really clean looks.
Coach, congrats on a great road win. You'll always take it in the Big Ten. It's always good when you find a way to get it done.
There's no such thing as a bad win, B.
Amen to that. Thanks so much, Coach. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. Wisconsin a winner tonight, 71-60 over Ohio State. When we continue, we'll check out the Nissan Out-of-Town scoreboard. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
We continue with our postgame coverage from Columbus, where the Badgers at closing time close out Ohio State. Wisconsin 71, Ohio State 60 as we check out the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. The other Big Ten game tonight was in State College, where Northwestern got a road dub 76-72 over the Nittany Lions. Brooks Barnheiser leading the way for the Wildcats with 23 points. The Badgers will host Northwestern Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. And boy, the craziness continues at and near the top of the AP rankings. Last night, Purdue, the top-ranked team, fell. Number two, Houston, fell. Number three, Kansas, went down. Tonight, as Central Florida beat the third-ranked Jayhawks 65-60. Number five, Tennessee, lost to Mississippi State 77-72. They're in the final minute in the UConn-Xavier game, the number four UConn Huskies leading the Musketeers 76-71. Ninth-ranked Oklahoma down 11 to TCU midway through the second half. 11th-ranked Marquette down 10 to Butler with a little less than 9 minutes left in that game at Fiserv Forum. The craziness that is college basketball is turned up a level here or two or three here in this early portion of January. But the Badgers, a ranked team coming to town, will go home remaining undefeated in Big Ten play, now at 4-0 after a 71-60 win against Ohio State. We will take another break at Value City Arena. Coming up next, our call the game as the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Elevate your ride with Wix filters for peak performance from your vehicle's engine. And you can find Wix filters at your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a weekend warrior, all the parts and accessories you'll ever need, including Wix filters, can be found at bumper-to-bumper. Or shop with ease online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. Drive with confidence and choose Wix filters at your bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. And thank you for shopping locally. Bumper-to-bumper. Service is the difference. We get it.
Monday. You're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp. Since 1978.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers knock off Ohio State 71-60. The first half, the offense belonged in large part to A.J. Storr. In the second, it belonged to Max Klesman. All 18 of his points coming after halftime went on a run where he scored 14 of his team's 16 points. Max Klesman delivering our call of the game. Hepburn to the front court, throws to Crowell between the wheels, gives off to Storr. A.J. darts at the Klesman for three, left side, he hit it! Max Klesman on fire here in the second half. And helping the Badgers pull away in a game that looked like it had all the makings of going right down to the wire. But the Badgers with the big run late, a winner in large part due to Max Klesman's work on the offensive end, not to mention what he did defensively. 71-60, Wisconsin defeats Ohio State. Back with more in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes, and Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families, and it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed, and we feel it, and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
The D3s.
D3 right in the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Takes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair...
My valuables! And he said it at the second that I saw the sign, and I just laughed like an idiot. And so I share that with Oliver. I share, you know, various other things. And so I think, same deal. I've not pushed him into show business, but I think, you know, by default, he's going to go into it against every one of my dying wishes.
And that's the thing. Like, it's nice because we have something to talk about, but I also... I've been there. I kind of wish he was just in computer science where I don't know anything about it, but I assume he'll figure it out. Whereas this is terrifying. And I want to say, when we were in that parking lot in St. Louis, we both got on the parking garage elevator. We went down one. There was like eight other people in the elevator. We went down one floor. I got out. You were like, what the heck's he doing? I sprinted down the stairs to the first floor and waited for you. The door opens. And in front of eight people, you just go, idiot. Like, what are people thinking when they just, like, two guys acting like jackasses, you know?
And by the way, two grown men.
It's not grown men, yes.
It's not like we're 12 years old doing that. These are two grown men who had families. To me, that's the joy of it. And, yeah. And if my son does go into this or your son goes into it, I hope that they experience that part of it because, you know, to your point from earlier, my parents, your parents, they didn't know what the road was.
Yeah.
You and I know what the road is. And if my son or your son's like, yeah, I'm doing a week of one-nighters through Iowa. It's like, oh boy, I know everything that happens on that.
Protect your valuables. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't, good heavens.
Oh man. So we've got about 4 minutes left, Jim. And I should have had you on much longer, but you have a new show or you have a show on this Saturday. Tell us about that.
It is. It's a show that I've been doing. I've been asked to host a show called Pop Cultured with Jimmy Pardo, and it's a comedy game show. And there's three comedians this particular month. We do it once a month at the UCB Theater, but it also streams online, so anybody in the world can watch it. And it happens at 9 p.m. your time, 9 p.m. Central on Saturday the 13th, and at nowherecomedy.com, or you can go to jimmypardo.com, and the link is right on there. And this month we have Sarah Silverman, Al Madrigal, and Blaine Capatch, who are three of the funniest people in the world. Blaine Capatch may be the greatest joke writer I've ever met in my life. And again, you and I have met a million great joke writers.
Yeah. And Sarah Silverman was in Maestro too. That's crazy.
Which I love, by the way. I thought that was great. I thought she was great in it. And I thought Bradley Cooper deserves every trophy, including ones that don't apply to acting. That's how good he was. And Al Madrigal's terrific too, a great comic, and he too is a great actor. So it's three comics. It's just nothing but stupidity. It's dumb games. It's an excuse for people to be funny, as opposed to worrying about actual points or anything like that. So it's great fun. If people get an opportunity to watch it, you get to see these people in the privacy of your own home be funny. At horrorcomedy.com.
That's awesome. Okay, so that's 9 o'clock Saturday night.
That's correct.
Pop Cultured with Jimmy Pardo. Were you nervous when you auditioned for that, given the title, that you weren't going to get the gig?
Well, it was a little rough.
What's a little rough?
You know, Pete, I tell you this. I did not get the role of Todd Glass's best friend, Jimmy, in the Todd Glass pilot.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that was... oh, dear. Oh, heavens.
Jim, this is never easy. How do I start?
Yeah, we got somebody else playing Pardo. You all right with that? Oh, jeez. Good heavens.
All right, about a minute or 90 seconds left, Jim. So you are... All right, I don't know what to do here. I don't know if I should ask you about Chicago or the Paul Stanley story. I'm going to go Paul Stanley real quick because I don't even know if we're talking about the same thing, but... There's a personality called Terry Barr here at Civic Media, and she went to see the last Kiss concert in New York. And I told her on the air about when we were at that mobile station on Cahuenga after we went to one of our lunches, and you saw him. And I said, and he turned in, you were the biggest spaz in the world. You were like, oh, my God, I always have a Kiss CD. Where's my Kiss CD? And you're looking around, blah, blah. And then the second you actually talked to him, I was like, you should have signed him as a client. You were like the coolest customer. Like, you just pulled up. You're like, love the new album. And he was like, he's like, really? Have you heard? Do you like track five or whatever? You guys just had this conversation. I was like, wow, did he get it together quick? That was impressive.
First of all, thank you. And to this day, I don't understand how that happened either because
you were a mess.
The opposite happened when I saw Gene Simmons. I was like, hey, Mr. Simmons. I went into a panic. Yeah, it was. Yes. Another great moment in our friendship.
Jim, thanks so much. The show is called Pop Culture with Jimmy Pardo. Go to jimmypardo.com, 9 o'clock Saturday night. Check out Never Not Funny. And you got to come back soon because I got like 8,000 more questions. So let's do it
whenever you want me. I'm here.
All right.
I'm here.
Appreciate
whenever
it,
you
buddy.
Need me. I'm sincerely.
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks, Jim. Have a great night, bud.
Thanks, pal. Be safe.
You too. All right. That's Jimmy Pardo. I want to thank all my guests, Mike Clemens and author Victoria Houston was great, too. That was fun to meet her. And thanks for all your texts and calls tonight. As always, it was a lot of fun. Have a lovely evening. Good night, Wisconsin.
Homegrown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.